Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other. The date today is the 17th of August 2009 and the time is 11:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name is Janet White. I was born on the 15th of February 1955. And I come from Scarborough in North Yorkshire.
Lovely. And how are you today, Janet?
I'm very well, thank you.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another today?
I saw a headline in the Sunday Times newspaper which said, was the effect of Anthony Gormley wants you for his latest project. And I thought, oh, I would just love to be a part of a project by Anthony Gormley. I very much admire his work, and it's that sense of being and belonging that's so important to me, to make connections to life and to people.
Brilliant. And so you applied and you got a place. And here you are.
Yes, I was knocked out to receive the email saying congratulations, and then I thought, oh, what am I going to do? just fantastic. Thank you.
Wonderful. How did you decide how to use your hour then on the plinth?
Yes, well, I have recently become the archivist for the Rotunda Geology Group in Scarborough. I'm not a geologist, but I'm very, very interested in geology. So one of the talks had been on geological time, and I thought it would be nice to make a connection between geological time and this hour in a simple way. So I happened to find some dinosaur footprints on the beach in Scarborough last year. So I have brought an enlarged photograph of the footprints, which are 165 million years old. And then an enlarged photograph of my own footprints on the same beach. So, I hope that's going to cause a little thought. I hope people will reflect on time.
Yeah, that's very
and presence.
Yeah.
So. And then I'm going to scatter white rose petals, and the connection there is that the white rose is the emblem of Yorkshire, but it's a celebration of the Yorkshire community and a little fundraiser at the same time for the local hospice in Scarborough and Scarborough Museums Trust.
Mm. Wonderful. That sounds brilliant.
Thank you.
The enlarged photographs, are they going to be on the plinth? Are you going to put
yes.
them on as if it's a footprint on,
yes.
on the plinth?
Yes, I'm going to lay them down rather than hold them. So I realise that won't be quite so easy for people standing in the square to appreciate, but that's the most significant way of displaying them, actually to lay them down.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about the process? What kind of process have you gone through, I suppose, with coming up with this idea and this joining together these threads of different elements? How did you choose to?
It's actually just evolved over weeks and weeks of thought and think I'll go in one direction and then another, and altogether it is quite an eclectic mix, but that's very much me too. I'm fascinated by so many different aspects of life and community and diverse interests.
Yeah. When did you discover the dinosaur footprint? Can you describe what happened when you did that, how that was?
Yes, it was early last year, and I had only recently become a member of the geology group. So we'd had an open evening, and one of the displays was by the dinosaur footprint expert, and he showed very clearly what to look for, how dinosaur footprints appear in the rock. And within 6 weeks, just walking along the beach, I wasn't thinking about it at all. I was walking the dogs along the beach, and I saw a lump of fallen rock with what appeared to be fingers sticking out of the rock. And I think in the past I would have walked by without realising. And at that moment I went, because I was so sure that this was exactly as it had been described to me, that and that the footprints actually are typically preserved as casts rather than indented marks, because as the rock falls out of the cliff, it's the compressed matter that is so clear. The other layers tend to fall away.
Wow, how exciting.
And it took me an hour. It was quite a large block of sandstone. It took me an hour to lift it back slowly up the cliff, because the tide was coming in and would have taken it away. And obviously I wanted to show this to the footprint expert. But my two dogs just couldn't understand why it was taking me so long to get back up the cliff.
So you have two dogs?
Two dogs, a large lump of sandstone, and determination.
And he confirmed that it was?
Yes, he did, yes. In fact, he laughed because I telephoned him to say, please, could you tell me if I have found some dinosaur footprints? He said, yes. Can you describe to me where I can find them? So I said, yes, they're in my living room. So.
And have you still got them?
Yes, I still have them, because they're now officially recorded. So I did offer them to the Rotunda Museum, but they said, no, that's fine. They're yours, and we know where to come if we want to study them further. But the most important part is to take measurements, photographs, and to say the location of where they were found, so that a bigger picture can be built up of life activity so long ago.
Wonderful. And so you're archiving their activity now?
Yes, we're just establishing an archive. And it's a very simple one. It's reports, minutes, field meetings, notes associated with that. And other people, we're making a photo archive too of all the events. So it's great fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you doing that full time?
No, it's a voluntary occupation.
Okay.
So
great. And what about other aspects of your life? Do you work elsewhere as well?
I help my husband with aspects of his printing business. I trained and worked as a graphic designer. I have my own little studio at the top of the house, and typically at the moment I do pastel drawings, and so I'm taking care of the family, although they're grown up.
Yeah.
Still a great involvement there.
Yeah. Who's your family?
My family. My husband, John. We've been married over 30 years. I've lost track now of how many. Daughter, Emily, and John. That's immediate family.
Yeah. course. Oh. And you all live in Scarborough?
Yes. My husband and I live in Scarborough, and our son at the moment. Our daughter lives in Colchester.
And how about your extended family, or your family, further out, your sort of family history as well? Do you know much about that?
Family history, I do. My parents have both died now. My mother never knew her father. My grandparents were married, and he left and moved to America. So whilst my grandmother was alive, my mother didn't try to make any connection. It would have been too upsetting. When my mother was quite poorly with Parkinson's, I happened to go to America and to Salt Lake City. And whilst I was there, I thought, I just wonder if there may be a trace in the library, some little connection I could make to find out what happened to him. And I believe I found him. Obviously, passed away quite some time ago, but I could go home and say to my mum, he lived to be 80, and from that little knowledge and a date, from a death certificate, and that it also gave a birth date for England. And she could apply to the register office for a copy of his birth certificate. And that was wonderful. She started to do her cross stitch again, which she hadn't done for so many years. And with Parkinson's, her ability with sewing, dressmaking, so on, well, she'd given up with dressmaking. And so for her to pick up a needle and thread again was just fantastic. That's a little about family.
Yeah. Was she a dressmaker?
She loved making. She loved making dresses. She made all sorts of things for us, for her daughters, and her grandmother was a dressmaker. With apprentices, so a Victorian dressmaker. We still have some of the buttons.
Wow.
And her husband was a carpenter. So quite a lot of work with the hands through the family.
Absolutely, yeah. And now you do pastel work?
No, I do pastel drawings particularly.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you draw?
Anything that takes my fancy. And very diverse. From rocks to flowers, landscapes, but I'm looking for more in than just the surface in what I'm drawing, and that's what I'm working towards.
And do you have a studio in your house?
I have my own little studio right up in the loft.
That must be nice. Is that?
It's lovely. It's it's a special place, a retreat for me too, and hours disappear when I have the chance to be in the studio.
And you've worked as a graphic designer as well?
Yes, yes, but I'm not working as a graphic designer now.
No.
I've enjoyed putting the boards together though for this evening, and
How about other elements of your life? Perhaps experiences that you've had that have kind of shaped you. Are there any of those that kind of spring to mind?
Gosh, that's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Experiences. Do you know, right now I'm just thinking about just wonderful times with friends and holidays, camping holidays abroad with friends. That's what's springing immediately to mind.
Where did you go?
We used to frequently go down to the Dordogne in France. In fact, year after year we went back, but that they were just wonderful, idyllic times.
And how about your religious beliefs? Do you have any religious beliefs or political beliefs, any kind of that sort of thing?
I do. I think religion probably isn't quite spiritual. I search in various directions. I find it in various places. It might be within a church, but it might equally just be out on a hilltop and a fantastic landscape, or just I look up from the kitchen window and see the sky and the clouds. And just that moment takes my breath away. And I think it's that sense of being here, but more than. But it sets me also in the here and now. Yeah. That feeling makes me feel present. And very privileged.
And political beliefs? Do you have any persuasions in that?
I'm not a very political animal at all.
It's the personal and all
it, that. It's the personal. I'm not a strongly political person. That's hard to explain.
No, that's a lot of people are like that.
Yes. Yes.
How about your partner?
Husband.
How did you meet him? Can you remember that?
It was I can remember that. It was way back in 1976 at an art college dance. He wasn't at the art college. He was actually studying in Nottingham, and I was studying in Derby. And he just, I was dancing with friends, and he just came along and said, could I have a dance, please? And it was the please. I thought, and yes, it would, he has a lovely voice. And so that impressed me instantly. So, and then it's been a roller coaster ride ever since.
Where did you marry?
We married in Derby. At my parish church. Then we lived in Sheffield for 10 years, and then we moved to Scarborough, and we just love it in North Yorkshire. So it's a fabulous landscape, and we have wonderful friends. We're very lucky.
Brilliant. Is there anything else that you would like to say about yourself? Anything else that's no?
No, I'm.
You look lovely. I want to comment on your outfit.
Thank you.
You look wonderful tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Was it a decision to find something to wear?
No, I've had the dress a very long time. Well, I say a very long time. I've worn it for 8 years to dinner dances and evening events. And the last time I wore it, a friend jokingly said to me, "Oh, I see you're wearing your uniform." So I thought, how appropriate then for Trafalgar Square to put my uniform on. And I just feel at home in it. I do have other dresses, but this is the one that's most comfortable.
Would you like to describe it for the audio recording?
Ah, goodness me. It's all black. It's quite a heavy crepe dress cut on the diagonal at the bottom, it has diagonal strands of beading and rather large sequins on the end of the strings of beads, and a little bolero jacket to match.
And some of the accessories as well.
Some of the accessories. A turquoise silver ring in the shape of a flower that I bought in Glasgow. It's secondhand, but my daughter was studying at the School of Art in Glasgow a while ago. So it was on a visit to see Emily that I bought this ring. The bracelet, is silver with flowers on again. My husband bought that for me in it on a holiday. Shall I go on? The little heart, the little Tiffany heart, is from my husband too. That was a special present. That's a little locket. And the antique Whitbidget bracelet is one that I bought for myself with money. It was actually little insurance money on my life for my children growing up. So when my son was 18, there was just a little sum came back to me. So I bought the bracelet because Whitbidget is. Well, the Victorian Whitbidget was mourning jewellery, and I celebrate my children growing up. But as you realise that they've grown up, I so want them to go and do, and they are doing, whatever they choose to do, and that's exactly how it should be. At the same time, there's a sense of grief that their childhoods have gone. And they're adults, successful adults in their own right, but those years have passed by. So the motif is of forget-me-nots on the bracelet. So I thought that was appropriate as well.
Thank you very much. It's been
thank you very much, Kate. Lovely to talk to you too.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy your hour up there.
Thank you. I'm very excited.